Hello there, this is George Kruger, and today on UWP Professor George podcast, we are going to take a spin out into the digital marketing expertise realm here from my research. Now, of course, digital marketing is a very interesting and dynamic area of focus, and in my research, I found that, not surprisingly, that micro business owners were very interested in improving their digital marketing strategies. And but the issue, of course, came up of it takes a lot of time to learn effective digital marketing practices, and it can also cost quite a bit of money to embark on these type of practices. So what we want to do today is take you a little bit through my research and then through some strategies we can use to harness the effectiveness of the internet and digital marketing tools. Now, first of all, digital marketing is really great for small businesses. It's very much leveled the field. For example, before you had to have big advertising budgets, and it was very difficult to get the word out to individual people other than personal selling and maybe some promotions and some direct mail lists. Now, because digital marketing is very much a what we call a pull medium, whereas customers go on and search for what they want and then pull information to them, small businesses can use these tools very effectively. And also, the tools are available basically 24/7. And they're very relevant to today's consumer. And also, they can be very content rich. That is, like when you build a website and put content in it, you know, that content, you can basically put as many pages on it as you want. And then we can also leverage our efforts through social media and can reach out to customers using email. So there are really a lot of tools to use in digital marketing. Now, one of the drawbacks of digital marketing is that a lack of knowledge for small business owners who have a lot of things on their plate. And this is just one more thing to add to it, along with there's certainly a learning curve on digital marketing. And what we found in the research is that a lot of times micro businesses approach it in a haphazard manner. And I see that all the time, by the way. I need a social media campaign. Oh, I need to do some emails. Oh, I need a website. And there's no overall overarching strategy nor message that is used. So I think we can do a lot better there, and we can improve our results through planning, implementation, and then measurement of digital marketing strategies. Now, the research also showed that social media marketing is really a great tool. And when we use the concepts of social media marketing, like relevance and being responsive and posting and engaging content, we can use paid promotion tools that are very targeted, and we can allocate adequate time and also have a budget for social media marketing. This particular tool can move the needle on sales. In addition, we can also pursue proven micro business marketing strategies, such as networking and relationships, word of mouth, and customer-focused activities using digital marketing tools. So there really is a lot of opportunity here. And in my research, too, I found that that a very high rating of the importance of digital strategies, 4.4 on a 1 to 5 Likert scale. So businesses are very interested in these, too. Now, one of the differences here that I really like to focus on is the ability to measure. Every time a customer visits your website or clicks on it or engages with a page or a social media, it creates data, and we can measure our marketing results using analytics. So we can use website visits, conversion ratios, social media engagements, and lead generations in the digital realm. So where we get started with digital is I really like to start with what does your customer want and where are they at? So put yourself in the shoes of your target customer And what platforms are they on? Are they on Facebook? Are they on Twitter? Are they on Instagram? Do they go to websites? Are they receptive to email? What type of content are they interested in? And how would you see your target customers interacting with your digital content or your digital strategies? So I can kind of start like on one end of the spectrum where your digital marketing strategy might be something like an online brochure. So for example, it might have just information on it. I would compare this to a business that has an online presence and sells online, where the whole business is operated on a digital basis, such as maybe a download business, or where you only sell products through a website, or maybe so that can be. So those are kind of like the two ends of the spectrum. But for today, I'm pretty much going to focus on the online brochure. I'm not, and it's a strictly a promotions tool rather than getting into e-commerce and other aspects of online businesses. So the first thing we want to do when we're getting into digital, after we focus on our target customer and what do they want, is content. Content is king. And it's the concept that customers reach out for relevant content. It can be descriptions, videos, graphics, advice, information. And these websites should be have content that is relevant, organized, and easy to find. So content really helps a small business with their credibility. If the content is relevant to the customer, it looks authentic, and it is authentic, and it's well organized, it can help the customer to see that the business is relevant and build credibility with it. Also, content will help with search engine results. So Google and Bing use algorithms to evaluate content on websites, and the more relevant the content is, the higher the search will the business will rank on search on what's called a SERP or search engine results pages. So when you have a website, you're trying to put great content on it, and also optimizing the website using various search engine optimization tools, which again, that's a subject for another day, so that your business shows up on an organic search when a customer does a search on Google. I would also emphasize to use Google Local in this strategy. Google Local is a great tool for customers that are looking, and they're pretty far along their buying process here as well. Now, a little bit on websites. First of all, you need to practice good website development. The website is often the front door of the business, and that may be the first impression. So the website needs to load quickly and contain relevant content and create a positive first impression for a customer that visits it. And I will say, I really get disappointed when I see websites that are poorly designed, because what it does is then turns off the customer, and it actually has a negative effect on the customer relationship. So make sure that the website loads correctly and that it provides that good customer experience, or the infamous UX user experience. Let's dive into social media a little bit. Social media, first thing to do is where are your customers and what platforms are they on? Are they on Facebook? Are they on Instagram? Are they on Twitter? Are they on Pinterest? And you need to have a presence on these platforms that are relevant to your customers and your digital strategy. And each platform has its own way, or has its own kind of style for content. For example, Twitter is very brief and focuses on relevance and speed, whereas Pinterest is much more visually oriented, as is Instagram. And again, I will get into social media marketing at some later date. But social media is really a great opportunity to interact with customers and on a personal basis, and very cost effective, and micro businesses can build competitive advantage here. As far as analytics goes, I always want to measure the visits that I'm getting on my various digital presence, whether it's visits on a website, engagements, follows, likes on social media. Another one that I like to use is email. Now, email is great, and I mean great if you have an engaged customer base. Email is horrible for building new customers. I've seen examples where it works for building new customers, but I'm just not a fan of email for new customers. I'm a big fan for engaged customer bases. So make sure that your email strategies, with current customers, with prospects that you have a relationship with, that you're using it properly. I'm not a fan of spamming people or sending out emails in the hope of I might get a 2% click-through rate on 10,000 emails that are sent out. But that's just my little old personal opinion there. And then also something to emphasize for small businesses is also what's your mobile experience. So many customers, and it's only growing, and it's only going to get bigger, access the internet through mobile devices. So make sure that you have a good mobile experience on here, mobile-friendly websites, responsive designs is the state of the art right now. Now, at this point in our program, I would like to cover a real quick example of what I view as a successful digital strategy. And I'm going to go look at a little local Platteville business called Badger Brothers. So when I do Badger Brothers here, I pull up, first of all, do a search. So I did Coffee Platteville, and voila, I got Badger Brothers Coffee here, number one, 4.7 rating. Also, this is cool, a Badger Brothers Coffee drive-through with a 5.0 rating. Doesn't get much better than that. And then as we scroll down here, we can see Badger Brothers Coffee, Badger Brothers Facebook. So they pretty much own search in Platteville, which often happens for small businesses where they don't really have a tremendous number of competitors. And if you just show up and do a good job, you can do pretty well in digital marketing. So as I look through this, this would be what I call a no-click search, by the way, or not what I call, what the industry calls, where it shows up on Google and I'm pretty much done here. Many customers may not even click through if they're looking for a coffee shop in Platteville, boom, done. And away you go. But let's say that I did click over to the website. So I pull up the website here, and it's got locally roasted, family-owned, community-oriented, freshly roasted in the heart of Platteville. Most excellent positioning statement. It's got a little bit about us, roasting and brewing top shelf coffee. It's got the owners on here doing a little face branding. Always great. It's got a personality, the coffee of the day. You can order online. I go into the coffee here. If I was doing this, I would probably have something on the store itself to try to attract some store traffic. It's got the various coffees on here that you can buy. And then I go to gear and ding, 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 ding. Not good. We got a 404 page not found. So what we have is a problem within the website where there's this page has been decommissioned or doesn't have any whatever reason, this particular page did not show anything. And you need to avoid things like this. So that's not good. So I had a really good experience. I got to a 404 page. However, in all honesty, probably not, but people aren't going to probably write them down too bad on that. Oh, they had a 404 error. Just say, well, I didn't get it. I'm disappointed. But the rest of it was so good, it probably outweighs it. But that needs to get fixed. And welcome to digital marketing, where every time something needs to get fixed. All right, let's go over to social media. I found Badger Brothers quite easily. They've got some really good social on here. They've got almost 3,000 likes. They've got over 3,000 people follow it. Lots of recommendations and reviews. This is a really, really well done social media page. And again, it tells the story of Badger Brothers. Lots of good content on here. It's got a little fun going on. New research suggests coffee drinking in the morning helps others live longer. I certainly agree with that. Very good strategy for Badger Brothers, consistent branding. And very well done, very well done. So I want to emphasize a couple things at this time. Number one is digital marketing is kind of like the Nike program. Just get in and do it, and you got to keep up on it every day. Digital marketing is not a sprint. It is a marathon. And yes, digital marketing can take a lot of time. I try to do my digital marketing. I allocate time for it and focus on it every week. So you really need to work on it every week. Don't put digital marketing as fifth on the list and you only get through number three. Spend some time doing it. And remember, if you have a negative experience for a customer, you know, that's a lost opportunity. So it does take some time. And you know what? It takes some trial and error. You know, we all make mistakes on it. It's a constantly evolving medium. It changes all the time. And, you know, that's just the environment we operate in. And the other thing that I want to emphasize here after trial and error is I'm trying to leverage my content. So let's say that let's say Badger Brothers has a new product or a new type of coffee. You know, write up an article on it. Take some pictures of it. Post it on the website. Send it on an email out to the customer list. Put a sign in the store. Put a sign on the window. Run it in an ad if they're doing any mass advertising. Put it on all the social media platforms in a suitable content. You can take this content and leverage it in so many ways. And it helps you with your time, too, because you did one piece of content, but then you used it like 8 to 10 different ways to get in front of the customers. You know, and I would also emphasize it doesn't have to be just a one and done type of promotion either. You know, maybe you just launch it. And then if a week later, you know, here's how we use it. Here's some recipes. Here's some different flavors. You know, they're, you know, depending on your business, you can maybe you can turn this into a 30-day program rather than just one and done. And now I got to dream up something new for next week or for later in the week. You know, so leveraging content is something I really try to do. And I really try to focus on the delivery of the content. You know, how is this going to be delivered to the customer such that that it makes a difference and that it's interesting and relevant to my brand? So, in conclusion today, digital promotion is extremely effective, but it does take time to learn and it does take time to implement, but you can measure it. And, you know, one of the things I always want to emphasize, just because you can't measure something exactly doesn't mean you should measure it at all. And not all measures are necessarily relevant, but they can give you some direction and they can provide directional support and, you know, and it can provide relevant information to make better decisions. So digital marketing offers the opportunity to interact with customers. It's on 24/7. Ads, you can really leverage your content through it, and it can ultimately drive sales. So that's today's podcast. This is UWP Professor George. Have a great day and get out there and get your digital marketing done.